Sometime in the good old mid-20th century of progress.
This traditional way of staying cool in the hot summer months.
Oh, what a lovely breeze.
More lemonade, please.
Yes, this traditional way of cooling down was replaced by this.
Hey, stop hogging the air. Aim it my way.
Plenty of cool air to go around. Sorry.
Well, a few decades and a few million air conditioners later.
To say nothing of the billions of kilowatts of energy, air conditioning is no longer a luxury.
It is a necessity.
Or an addiction.
Falling out of love with, what's his name?
Max AC.
He is so cool.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, July 8th. You know, I think it's fair to say that Max AC is this century's Max Headroom.
That's a really odd connection, but okay.
Well, she knows what I'm talking about. Sarah Edwards joins us now, 71 years young, brought up in Atlanta before there was air conditioning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And you're living in North Carolina without air conditioning right now, correct?
That's correct.
What's your strategy? It's going to hit 99 again today in New York. Give me a tip.
Well, keep the windows open, drink lots of iced tea, eat cold watermelon, and sit on porches and just enjoy hearing the birds and the outdoors.
Sarah, can we talk a little bit more about that after the newscast?
Yes.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to talk more about when air conditioning came into Sarah Edwards' lives and the rest of ours in just a moment. But let's check the top news stories
and
first.
Lots of iced tea. Yeah. Not in the news, though. The legal battle over the temporary ban on deepwater drilling heads to federal appeals court today. President Obama's six-month moratorium on drilling after the BP oil leak was struck down by a judge last month. Evidence is mounting that Russia and the United States are preparing for the largest spy swap since the Cold War, and it could come as early as today. A federal court in New York is expected to order the deportation of 10 of the 11 people accused of being Russian spies later today. In exchange, Moscow is expected to release prisoners held in Russia, including a scientist convicted of spying for the U.S. And another Cold War relic story, Cuba has agreed to release a third of its political prisoners in the coming months. 52 men and women, they'll be sent to Spain.
The summer heat wave in the East is continuing for another day. It prompts us to talk about a world without air conditioning. We want to ask you about that in a moment. For a second straight day in Baghdad, suicide bombers are targeting religious pilgrims in Iraq. At least 12 were killed this morning during the final day of a Shiite holiday that draws hundreds of thousands of people to Baghdad. Yesterday, nearly 60 were killed in violence in and around the Iraqi capital.
Here at home, the Department of Veterans Affairs is making it easier for vets who have post-traumatic stress disorder to receive disability benefits. Veterans will no longer be required to document a specific event that might have caused the illness.
Political story. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin wants a November election to fill the Senate seat left vacant by the death of Robert Byrd. If that happens, Manchin says he'll consider running, but he says he will not appoint himself to fill the seat. Asian and European markets are up after a huge run-up yesterday on Wall Street. Futures are down on Wall Street, though, this morning. The Dow gets underway at 10,018 after rising 274 points yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,060, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,159. Coming up, we're going to elaborate on that story from the Veterans Affairs Department. What's living with PTSD like without help from the VA? The VA is trying to help out more, and we're going to talk about that in about a half hour.
And in a few minutes, what would humans be like without air conditioning? We'll talk about that in a moment.
Hotter.
Our listener, Nora in New Jersey, says, I know what life without AC would be like because I don't have air conditioning, except in the office where I'm being slowly refrigerated and I need to wear a sweater all day. I feel ya, Nora. Tell us something that you can't live without and something that you wouldn't miss. You can reach us at 8778-MYTAKE or head over to thetakeaway.org. I think we'd have a lot more trees if there were no air conditioning.
Well, the ubiquitous air conditioning has had a huge effect on American civilization. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.